Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and the lines are loading up already. So let's go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, I have to laugh when I hear Democrats proposing this international tax plan. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is what you get when you elect people to office who have never spent a day working in the private sector in their lives. I mean, that's just absolutely idiotic. Did they actually think that other countries are going to raise their tax, their corporate tax rates to match those in the United States? I don't think so.
No.
Ireland, for example, I think had an 8% corporate tax rate. That's why great and the great many American companies have set up shop in Ireland. The same thing will happen again.
Yes.
They'll flee to Ireland. They'll go to other countries. Do you think Mexico's going to raise its corporate tax rates to match the United States? Hell no. Mexico will be more than glad to have American companies move down. So the fact that they would come up with something like that tells me that they're absolutely living in never-never land.
Yes, they are. They absolutely are. You know, and it's one of those things, it sounds really good when they're making a speech or talking to the media, but they're not thinking these things all the way through. And, you know, it alarms me that they're now starting to say that, you know, intelligence is white supremacism and everything. But if there's some place that we need to have intelligence working, it's in the government. But it does seem like it's an endangered species at this point.
Well, certainly the people in our government right now lack the intelligence to understand these
Yes.
things. And it's really, it's just shocking that they didn't come up with that. I want to correct one thing that Bruce from Texas said yesterday. He called and he was commenting about uranium in the oil industry. The problem in oil and gas production is not uranium, it's radium. And it forms a scale. What happens is it forms a scale on the inside of pipes and tubing. And it is a radium carbonate or a radium sulfate. And if you go to pipe yards or around old production sites, they'll clean out the pipes and the lines, and they'll leave that scale on the ground. And that becomes a matter of litigation. It's a big problem in Louisiana. Well, it's overstated, but it's been a source of litigation, and it's resulted in plaintiffs being awarded tens of billions of dollars for something that could be easily cleaned up. And so it's just a simple matter of chemistry. The radium is a divalent cation floating around out there in water. And when it reaches the saturation point with the carbonate or with the sulfate, it will drop out and form a scale. And it's going to tear, again, to the inside of the pipes and the tubings. And again, it becomes an issue because those things get cleaned out. And they leave these things on the ground. You know, I've told many of my clients before, you know, when you finish producing on a site, clean it up. Don't leave anything out there. I mean, because you have a big target on your back right there. And this radium issue, in every oil and gas case I've ever consulted in, we always have on staff as a consultant, a health physicist, somebody who can address the issues related to radioactivity, and it's always radium, never uranium. But that's because of the nature of that beast and what it and what it binds up with. So, you know, nobody's putting uranium out there in oil and gas fields, and it's again, it's a matter of naturally occurring radium in the subsurface reacting with carbonates and sulfates to form a scale. That's what it is.
Okay.
I just want to clear. I want to clear that up. So. Anyway, about this tax issue, to close it out there, we are really screwed if these people try to push this thing through. You're going to see an exodus of American businesses out of this country to other countries that will be unlike none you've ever seen before, I think. And right now, I mean, people are already doubting. I mean, they're already having a voter's remorse.
Yes.
They shouldn't
because you know, the election was stolen, and then we have to keep our eyes on that fact. The people who stole the White House for Biden are stealing our tax money as well. And it's hardly surprising that in their victory, they're raising taxes so that they can maximize their plunder.
Yeah. I mean, and they don't care. Our pockets are here for them to pick. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but our pockets are pretty much empty. There just isn't any more to tax.
They don't care. They don't know or they don't care. I'm serious. But they think they're smarter than everybody else. And again, as I said, this comes about because you put people in an office who've never spent a day in the private sector in their lives.
True.
Donald Trump would understand that. Donald Trump understood that. That's why he wanted to lower tax rates to 22%. If he could have gotten them lower than that, I'm pretty sure he would have. But these morons up there in Washington, D.C. are absolutely, they're clueless. They're just clueless. Yeah. Anyway, that's my rant for the day.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. Also, welcome back, Brendan, in California. Great calls lately, so welcome back.
Okay.
Mike, before I get to my main point, I think Kelly in Austin, I think he's engaging in some pre-COVID thinking, sensible thinking. If I were a betting man, I believe this international tax will go through. This is a foundation of the new world order, one world government. They're not going to allow, these people are not going to allow, these corporations will go along, these woke corporations. These people behind the Davos set, the UN, the oligarchs, the deep state, they're not going to allow these corporations to just move to where they want to move to get the lowest tax rate, be it Ireland or Switzerland. It's not going to happen. This is going to go through. I will be shocked if it doesn't go through.
Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree because I think this is going to be a disaster for the American economy.
Well, I think these companies will adhere to any international tax agreement. I don't think you're going to have look what happened with COVID. Were there any outlying countries that didn't follow the WHO guidelines? Yeah, Belarus, Sweden, and Nicaragua. That's it. We already have one world government, Mike. There's no place to hide. You know, I watch Doug Casey once in a while, and he talks about can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, he talks about finding a safe haven, and I was looking at other countries, but there is no safe haven anymore. They don't exist. They're all on the same page.
Well, as you pointed out, you know, Russia is not going along with this globalism thing. I'm not expecting Russia to raise their corporate taxes. In fact, I'm expecting them to drop them again to try and siphon off American businesses to come do business where they are. Now, we do have these woke corporations, but ultimately they're answerable to their stockholders. And the stockholders are going to say, look, why are you still here when you can go to this other country and we can get more money for our investment? And if you're not going to do that, then at the next stockholders meeting, you are out.
Okay, well, let's see what transpires, but I think it'll go through. My main reason for calling is Matt Gaetz today's Gary Condit.
Yes.
Like, for example, they're using this to divert attention from potential war with Russia or
yes.
A major false flag, like what happened with 9/11.
Yeah, I'm expecting there's going to be some kind of a false flag to cement the idea that Russia's to blame for all of this, when the shooting really gets underway.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you've got some pretty good minds to call in there. And I'm a fan of... Kelly's and Joe's, and I have to come down on your side on this one. It's the giant sucking sound that Ross Perot used to talk about.
Yes.
And with the tax thing. And the key point you hit on was that these guys, including the banks who are above, in my theory of things, are reign above everybody in the pecking order. Mm-hmm. They want to get a return on the dollar, return on the yuan, and the discipline it would take for any country around the world, for any leader, or businessman, or stockholders, or whatever, to just simply say we're lowering our tax rate, come one, come all, and the first one that does that's going to get a lot, and there's just no way. And of course, the pressure for the quarterly returns, as you alluded to.
Yes.
It's just, these are immutable water flows downhill kind of rules. And,
yes.
And greed is what the whole system is based on. And greed is what will keep that from happening. So I believe you're right in that. But Mike, I wanted to also point out something that I was thinking about the other day. I don't know what the status is of Kyle Rittenhouse, the kid with the AR-15, who was protecting property, and he was a minor. He was there, you know, first he was scouring off graffiti, and then he was helping people at a medical first aid center, and then protecting a car lot. All protection, all upholding the law, attacked by three or four 30-year-old plus felons who were also armed. They chased him down. He had to fire in self-defense. And as far as I know, the charges are still pending for him. His trial is still pending. And he's still in jail.
Yes.
Am I correct about that?
I don't know if he's still in jail or not, but you're right. They're trying to make an example out of him so that you're loath to protect yourself from the mob.
And I want to contrast that with these two teenage black skanks in Washington.
Yes.
Who, in the process of trying to steal a car, a major felony, somebody died and was killed in the midst of a major felony and robbery. And they too are minors. And you know what? They've already been relegated to the under 18, the minor, you know, the child laws.
They got a plea deal. So, they're not even going to go to jail.
Yeah, not even going to go to jail. By the time they're 21, this is all forgotten, except for the 66-year-old guy who died. And you look at how differently and look at the difference in the quality of the people involved and their motives. And yet look at how the legal system reacted to that.
Yes.
And is reacting. And you were speaking of the governmental IQ, and again, whoever it is, and I heard the quote today, actually, that, you know, there's state-controlled media and then media-controlled states.
Yes.
And we are the latter.
We
are a media-controlled state. And they're the ones that rig the elections. You know who they are, and you can look who owns them. And But that's who's setting this agenda. So they are our government. And what, the Chauvin thing where we're seeing, this guy is in Ann Coulter's, to quote her, this guy's going to be a human sacrifice.
Yes,
and
he is.
It's totally clear, Mike, that he did the right thing. That this guy was the sainted Floyd, whatever his name is, George Floyd.
Yes.
With his home invasions, porn stuff, drug dealing, drug consuming,
counterfeit bills,
passing counterfeit bills. ODing on twice or three times the lethal dose of fentanyl, speedball, all the way, because he also was doing methamphetamines, and he had COVID. So all that's going on, and this guy's resisting arrest. And by the way, the film that you alluded to in your initial news thing was the one the media avoided they had it and they refused to share.
Yes.
The one that showed, you know, it was one of the other officer's cameras that showed his knee on the back and not on the neck. And yet they chose to show that, just like they refused to show, Mike, for the longest period of time, the 9 minutes prior to the I can't breathe thing, where he was saying, when they were being so deferential to him in the back of the squad car, and even in his own car, or whose own that was, and saying, you know, he couldn't breathe there. Nobody. The media, again, state-controlled, media-controlled state, the media chose to not show that at all until July. And by that time,
because they're pushing the agenda. They're trying to get the whites and blacks at each other's throats. They're trying to distract from the impending
war.
That's
exactly right.
They're hoping we're going to forget all about the stolen election last year. Fat chance on that one. They're thrashing around.
It's clearly they're doing it on purpose. Clearly,
yes.
They're doing
yes.
it on purpose.
And, no question.
I would tell you, I think that going back to my old, this is a media-controlled state, bank-controlled state, because the bank's even on the media, really.
Let's not forget the CIA. They got their fingers in a lot of pies.
Yes, but, you know, they want to get rich, too. In the end, what's their motivation? Well, they want to be rich and powerful, and they're not going to get it without the bank's acquiescence. That's the key to everything, in my opinion. But nevertheless, the governmental people are trading power for money, and the media oligarchs and the bankers are trading money for power. In the end, you can buy all the killers, all the hitmen you want, on the aftermarket. You don't have to go to the CIA or the FBI, although they probably have better ones. But they can get all that on their own with the billions of dollars they have. But the point is that this is, again, how does 1.7% of the population control everybody else, including 60% of the population that they're trying to keep down and demonize and completely weaponize the black community and everybody else against them? Well, it's divide and conquer. That's how 1.7% maintains its – talk about I can't breathe. They're knee on our neck. And are strangling us to death, and we got nowhere to go. This is our country, and we got nowhere to go. And they've got like a bayonet at our throat. So, anyways, it's pretty clear to me that's the way this world operates.
Well, again, I think there's a lot of players that are in on this thing, and I really think we need to pay as much attention to CIA, which went rogue decades ago, and they've been behind a lot of stuff, like the flow of cocaine into Arkansas. Remember Gary Webb talking about how they were bringing the cocaine into this country? So, yeah, and you have to wonder who's got the kind of power it takes to get all these media entities and all these corporations to gang up on Georgia and try and whoop them. To me, it really goes back to CIA.
Well, the CIA clearly is involved and they're clearly suborned. But, you know, again, you can buy their capability. And as a matter of fact, nobody censors more than the media. Nobody censors more than social media, right? So these billionaires, they can buy hitmen forever.
Yes.
Anything the CIA can do, they can do. And by the way, they pay for the CIA. You know, the bosses of the CIA are the guys that they got hired. So, you know, when you can print money out of anything, there's nothing you can't accomplish. So on my Maslow's hierarchy of needs or whatever, I put printing of money without any kind of accountability or auditing for over 100 years, that trumps just about everything.
Yeah, it does. Peter, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and again a friendly beg. That Republic Broadcasting Network is somewhere in the middle of a perpetual fundraising drive because we need your continuing support to go on educating the American people, keeping them fully informed with facts, not dogma, so that they can make good choices. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an RBN coffee mug or an RBN t-shirt, and obviously you need to include a return address and a t-shirt size. For $115 or more, you will receive both items. And don't forget, the Front Sight Firearms deal is still ongoing. We have open phone lines, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call. I disagree with you. I hope this global corporate tax rate, I don't think it will happen, but it should. I think global corporations are a threat to national sovereignty. And this idea that you can just move your headquarters around the world and not pay taxes is ridiculous. Like you said in your opening, Amazon didn't pay any income taxes for 3 years. So we know Trump's tax thing didn't do anything about that. So, global corporations are a threat to national sovereignty. They weren't really allowed in America. Didn't even really exist before Reagan in the 1980s. So I say tax them out of existence or put a tariff on them if they don't want to be based in America. I don't agree. Like I said, the conservative movement is getting the cashier at Walmart to feel sorry for the CEO of Walmart. And that's what conservatism is all about.
I'm a conservative, I'm a paleocon, and I certainly am not trying to convince the cashier at Walmart to feel sorry for the CEO at Walmart. I think that's a mischaracterization of conservatism. But again, we're getting away from the point that we have a government that, first of all, it's illegitimate by virtue of the stolen election last November, and it is simply spending money crazily. They're like money junkies is what they've become, and they're out there spending other people's money, which is a lot of fun to do, and they're raising taxes on everybody. And as I stated back when I was talking about this before, the problem isn't who is getting taxed more or less. It's that we are all taxed way, way, way too much, and it is strangling our economy, not just in the United States, but globally.
Do you really think that? You really think that the Amazon shouldn't get taxed at all, and my taxes
should be $2,000
last year? Hang on.
I think I think some of these loopholes do need to be closed here, but I think we need to focus on the fact that taxes are in general way too high, especially when you consider what we're getting back for that money. Now, there are countries in Europe that have high taxes, but you get free medical care, free education, all kinds of social support and services. Here in the United States of America, we pay very high taxes, and we're not really getting a lot back for that money. Maybe drag queen story hour or something like that. And frankly, I think we need a cash for clunkers program for the U.S. government, where we take our big bloated government over to the junkyard. They put it in a little machine and turn it into a coffee table. And then we get a check for $50,000 to buy a smaller, more efficient, more cost effective government.
Well, I mean, we can agree to disagree. I think it's a very big issue that a big corporation doesn't pay the same taxes as someone working at Walmart. You know, I think that's a big issue when you have the Wall Street, which is the center of the global financial, worth hundreds of trillions of dollars, and then you got people eating out of garbage cans being taxed, and these corporations can go around the world and not get taxed. That is a big issue, and it's a threat to our national sovereignty, and there's really no reason for global corporations really to exist at all. And if they got taxed out of existence, it'd make my day better, personally. Because who's doing all these wars? Who's pushing these wars? Who's profiting off, you know, getting the heroin trade or the lithium and all this stuff? So, you know, it's just ridiculous what's going on in my view, but...
I agree.
I'm sure you agree with that.
Corporations are nations unto themselves, and no less a person than Abraham Lincoln warned us what was going to happen if corporations were allowed to exist endlessly. And, there used to be laws regarding monopolies and trusts, but they're not being enforced anymore, and this has allowed a few corporations to become these giant behemoths that are able to basically buy the politicians to make the government that the corporations want to have. And we, the American people, are being disenfranchised. The last election proved that. So we're living in a corporatocracy or corporate. Anyway, Dan, gotta let you go.
Thanks.
Dan, gotta let you go. And we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stitched upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines now, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. You know, there's a reason that this tax won't work, and that's why it hasn't been already tried before. It might go over in somewhere like California or something like that, but it's not going to. And let's be realistic. They're not going to tax all these billionaires. I mean, they might tell you that now, but in the end, they're going to give them loopholes and everything else, and they're going to use it to raise the taxes on the not-so-wealthy. I mean, that's what you'll end up seeing. Now, when it gets to this George Floyd case, Michael, I think since the officer's already a bit behind the eight ball, I might take a proactive stance. I think I might just go right out here if I'm an attorney and say my client's innocent. We're going to show he's innocent. And, you know, you might not like that verdict, but just as people when the integration of the schools came about in Arkansas, we had to send out the National Guard to protect people's rights. And if we have to protect this gentleman's right because he's innocent, then that's what we're going to do. And I think I just come out right like that and say, this man's innocent. We're going to show he's innocent, regardless of who likes it. And just like we did at in Little Rock, we're going to protect this gentleman's civil rights, too. We're going to show you conclusive evidence that he's innocent. We're going to show you that the media has corroborated to try and, hinder us being able to show his innocence.
No, he's being convicted in the press already.
Yeah. And I think I would take a proactive stance and let the chips fall where they may. If they come out, you got to call the National Guard out like they did in Little Rock. Well, they weren't afraid to open fire then. So if they've got to open fire to keep peace, so be it. That's what they're there for. Thank you, Michael. Have a great show.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. And I'm really of the opinion that we have reached a point where we can no longer afford to let these fringe groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, turn this country into a mobocracy, where if they stand out in the street and scream enough, they'll get money, they'll get convictions, they'll get special treatment. You know, enough is enough. That's not the way this country is supposed to operate. Okay, the phone lines are all open now. Area code 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news here. And over in New York, Governor Cuomo and New York lawmakers have reached a deal on a $212 billion budget deal that will legalize online sports betting and raise taxes on high earners. Now, have you noticed that the more desperate governments get for money, the more they're legalizing, for lack of a better word, vice? I mean, we all know what Nevada is like regarding prostitution and gambling, but can you imagine the entire country like that? I mean, yes, we've got the lotteries and everything, but now they're talking about online sports betting. They're talking about legalizing marijuana in a lot of states, including right here in Indiana. And, you know, the legalization and taxation of such thing may solve a short-term budget shortfall, but in the long term, I don't think it's necessarily healthy for the country as a whole. So that's where they're going. And as far as the taxes on high earners, it is never going to happen, because the high earners will simply donate to the opposition in the next election campaign, and these politicians know it. Getting on back to this idea of the U.S. demanding other countries raise the corporate tax rate, there's an article out of Russia Today saying that the U.S. wanting other countries to raise corporate tax so it can profit is a bizarre super capitalist demand. And in typical world leading nation fashion, the U.S. is out there requesting that other countries raise their corporate tax to a global standard minimum. Now, this may be good to combat tax havens, but it's only being done with America's profits and tax revenues in mind. And that's absolutely true what's going on. Getting on down to immigration and the border. Earlier in the week, we mentioned on how these two Yemeni terror suspects who are on the watch list were allowed across the border. And then they were arrested and held. Well, now all of a sudden, the official record of their capture and arrest is being erased. It's being Orwellized under the rubric of national security. And Kevin McCarthy is demanding a briefing on just how many terror suspects have crossed into the U.S. and why these two are being protected by the national security state. Were they coming into the United States of America to do a new 9/11, to get the war against Russia going, or to justify an increased military presence in Yemen? Not really sure, but something's going on there if they're citing national security to erase their pictures and the reports of their arrest. Another story on the same subject. This one is from, Involve.com. Border crisis cover-up. Biden administration hides information about terrorists captured at the border and gives a ridiculous excuse for why that was done, which again is that national security situation. Okay, we have callers waiting on the line, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, nice to talk to you again. It's I think people need to realize that their country has dissolved underneath their feet. There yes. is no politician that you can call. There's no judge you can go see. There's no lawsuit you can file. I mean, they've done a really good job. George Soros is probably the number one factor in paying off all these politicians and whatnot. However, there's so many other people that pay off politicians, too. We can't just nail George Soros for that, although he's been the villain for
he's a major player.
Years now.
He's a major player.
Yep.
You know, and yeah, proof that only the good die young.
Exactly, and he's going to die old, just like Rockefeller, just like all them politicians that end up living in their 90s and stuff. Neither of us will get there. We know that because mm-hmm. we don't get what they get. They get the good. We get what they. It seems like these people have actually they've amassed enough amount of money to buy this world from God. Somehow,
yes,
or whoever the creator is, it's like they bought it from us, from them, and we don't play a part. We're just sitting here trying to live our lives, and you know, most of us, I'm betting, pretty much all of us, besides a handful of these globalists, we just really want to just get up every morning and go do what we do to survive,
yes,
and then go back home and do what we want to do. Well, these people want to provoke us into doing stuff we don't want to do. And that's this yes. whole division. They're provoking us into fighting each other. They're provoking us. I mean, we made these countries on this world. We made these countries. And then all of a sudden, we found ways to get angry at these countries. So then we fight wars. Well, all wars are bankers' wars. All wars yes. are for a reason. There's a reason. It's always about depopulation. These people are infatuated with depopulation. They want to get rid of us. And I'm just sitting here, you know, I'm trying to put all this together. I'm trying to talk to friends and stuff. And, well, you find out who your friends are when you start talking to them about this stuff because they tell you to shut up. I don't want to hear that. And it's like, what? Why don't you want to hear this? It has everything to do about your life coming up. Well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die, whatever. Well, I'm glad you have that feeling. But, you know, I wish you'd change your mind. So we really got some issues going on in here. But the problem really is with all these people that are succumbing to vaccines. And I'm sorry you took the Johnson & Johnson, but you did what you had to do. There's a lot of things that are going on with these vaccines, and people just aren't aware that there is a underlying consequence to this. I mean, people actually think that their government cares for them. Well, I got mm-hmm. a newsflash for you. They've never cared for you. They've never cared for you. You were just a money. And once they went off the gold standard, they didn't need us anymore. So
yes.
our taxes are insignificant. I mean, they can print as much money as they want. They can do whatever they want. They can have that $690 billion defense bill and pass it with no problem, knowing that that's about as much tax as they collect every year from us. So they pretty much are spending every dollar that they collect from us in taxes. I think it's like $1.2 trillion, but you know, $690 billion, that's not too far away. But they're pretty much spending everything. And why? Why? When was the last time you saw somebody that was trying to take over America? The last time we saw it was COVID-19.
Yes.
The first time we saw it in our lifetime was probably 9/11.
Yes.
Now they're trying to take us over. And, you know, That little thing where you say, I'm going to defend my country against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yes.
People need to look at that the domestic part of it.
Yes.
Because that's where we're at right now. We have a domestic enemy. And
yes,
people
we do.
Need to see this. They've got to see it for what it is. But right now, people are not out of their comfort zone. Okay, they're giving us just enough money to survive. They've extended these unemployment benefits. They're giving us just enough money to get by. Well, when does that end? And when that ends, what are you going to do about it? There has to be a solution. There needs to be some people to come together. And we actually, I mean, there's got to be at least a million people listening to this radio show or at least awake to the things we're talking about. we need to come together somehow outside of a manipulation area, such as a cell phone or a computer or something. We need to start having community meetings. We need to start getting together. Militias need to be starting talking, but we know a lot of these militias have already been infiltrated.
Yes.
But we do need to start talking in our communities. Even if we're not willing to fight for our freedom, we need to start talking in our communities to get ready to survive whatever might be coming.
Well, I mean, people really need. You know, I'm opposed to a civil war and violent revolution. I still hold that the future of the government of the United States of America is a Soviet Union-style collapse, and I think those who are concerned about what's going on in the country today ought to be thinking about what can they do to hurry that along.
I almost concur with that, because we really do need restructuring. And, you know, the Declaration of Independence says it very well.
Yes.
You know, If we see that this is an unjust government, we have the right and the duty to overthrow it. And that's where we're at. We need to overthrow this government. It has to go. But how do we do it?
That's not what the Declaration says. The Declaration does not say overthrow. It says throw off the government. And there's a little difference there, again, because the question is whether we can do it peacefully or and nonviolently. Or is, as John Kennedy used to say, when peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. I don't want to see that. I don't think I can stop it, but I don't want to see it.
And I certainly don't want to see that either. If there was a way, but like I said in earlier, I mean, the courts are tainted.
Yes.
Look at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is totally tainted.
They ran like heck when the election fraud lawsuit showed up. They pulled every, you know, trick they could to not let the evidence be read in open court. And the reports from inside the Supreme Court is that there were some very loud arguments about, you know, the damage to the nation if it came out that the election was stolen. Well, the damage is already done because the majority of Americans know this last election was crooked.
And so that loses, you lose confidence in your government. But you also got to look at the fact that we always get a Democrat and a Republican, and both of them are establishment candidates.
Yes.
So we can never win for losing. I mean, we vote in the Republican, they're still going to do what the Democrat would have done. We vote in the Democrat, they're still going to do what the Republican would have done.
Every election is the choice between Tweedledee, Tweedledum, and Tweedledumber.
And there you go. Exactly. So, I mean, America, wake up. Come on, man. You've been taken by surprise for many of you. Many of us knew what was coming, saw it coming, tried to warn you. I mean, Mr. Mike here is, he's been warning you for years, people. Wake up. There's no more time for playing around. Figure out what you're going to do. At least get someplace to survive. That's all I got, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Pam in Peoria. Hello, Pam. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air.
Oh, great. I'm a first-time caller, so have patience with me. Number one, I'm surprised that YouTube reports so few likes from your program. I listen every day, or I catch it the next day.
Yes.
But there are a couple points I want to bring up, because your callers seem to be very informed and they get around a lot better than I do. Number one, having lost the governor's race in Georgia, I'm wondering, what did Stacey Abrams say to the baseball commission for them to make the decision to move to Colorado, who has similar election laws?
Yes.
It reminds me very much of Cortez in New York. Remember with Amazon?
Yes.
Amazon threw up their hands and said, hey, I'm not dealing with this. And I wonder if behind the scenes that is what's going on. My second point is our country's being dismantled, okay,
yes,
right before our eyes. That's the only word I can say. And what better target than to attack American baseball and Hank Aaron? That was very odd, and it just reminded me of Cortez and Amazon in New York. And the last thing I just wanted to point out, and if any of your callers have any info on that, but something went on behind the scenes that I bet the baseball league said, hey, I'm not dealing with this crap, but the news story out front is yes. because of the election laws. Lastly, I am African American. I know a whole bunch of African Americans, Mike, and I do not know one black person who objects to voter ID because they all know that the 2020 was rigged. But anyway, yeah, those do. Are my thoughts. But this, something's not being told. I bet they threw up their hands like Amazon did, Mike.
They
but
may
that's
have.
That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, Pam, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment and another phone call after these few words.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phones to Mitchell in Memphis. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike Rivera, what's going on?
Well, listen, I was hoping you were going to tell me.
Oh, I'll try. Listen, you've mentioned government legitimacy. I've heard you mention that several times.
Yes.
I've heard other callers can make the point that they don't think government's legitimate, along with some of the hosts, a lot of the hosts. I've put together 16 points of evidence that the government is no longer legitimate.
Okay.
Dating back to the founding documents all the way up to date. But yours will work, the idea of the election process. So the government's not legitimate. Let's establish that. I want to read a definition real quick. Violence. Behavior involving physical force intended to hurt, damage, or kill someone or something. So we know what violence is. The important thing to understand is what is who started the incident. Who initiated the action, coercion, whatever. Okay. So now let's go back to government legitimacy. If you have government legitimate government, you have what's called legitimate political authority.
Yes.
Would that follow?
Yes, that would follow.
If you do not have a legitimate government, you do not have legitimate political authority.
No, you have tyranny and dictatorship.
Exactly. So we have people impersonating government officials.
Yes.
Now, you know what the penalty is if you impersonate a police officer, or you've talked about the John Badout case. If an officer's doing something that he's not entitled to do, you know how the John – what was the John Badout case?
Yeah, I remember how that ended.
Okay, so let's go to January the 6th.
Okay.
Now, everybody talks about, well, Antifa was violent, or BLM,
yes.
or it was the Patriots, or it was Simone Gold. I want to know, we have – people in positions of authority that aren't supposed to be there. So,
well, they
started?
Have usurped that authority.
Exactly. So could we make the argument that the individuals in government at the Capitol, they started the violent actions? I mean, they're taxing people and they're carrying out all the things that they do as, quote, government when they don't have legitimate political authority. I maintain that they started the violent actions, and that all the other people storming, as they said, the Capitol were merely defending themselves. Could we make that argument?
We could make the argument, but I think we're getting dangerously close to the idea that he did it first as a justification for civil war. And I look back on what Mahatma Gandhi said, that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and soon the whole world is blind and toothless.
Okay, Mike, now I'm not advocating anything here on this phone
call. Okay.
I'm simply trying to establish, because I hear a lot of the Republican types trying to run from an act like, oh, it's BLM. I don't care if it's BLM or if it was Casper the Friendly Ghost. I want to know who started it. Who started this business? And we've established now that the individuals in the positions of power of this thing called the government are illegitimate. They have no legitimate political authority.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. Mitchell, I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but we are at the end of our program. Feel free to call back in tomorrow, and we'll continue this discussion. Meanwhile, everybody, stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. It is more important now than ever. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an engine cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.